It's morning music time. I'm Graham Pascoe, going to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. I'll be playing some hit songs from the 1940s, 50s and 60s, and I'll be playing recordings of people such as Al Hibbler, Johnny Nash, Guy Mitchell. I see Glenn Campbell's on my list, and a little bit later, Anne Ziegler and Webster Booth, the famous British singers. And in the second half of the program, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. I'm going to begin with recognition of an important day in popular music and jazz. This day in 1935, Benny Goodman's band was playing at the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles, and it's reported that this started the swing era, and here's one of the tunes which the Goodman Band played at that date. Was Benny Goodman's band King Porter Stomp. Yeah, so that.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Oh, you still mine, my need your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea.
That was a little bit of Al Hibbler. As a hit for Al Hibbler in 1955, Unchained Melody.
If I should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my heart would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you, to you. Because your love is the beacon that lights up my way, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
That was Ella Fitzgerald, dedicated to you, recorded in 1936 and written by Hy Zarrett and Sammy Kahn and Sol Chaplin. Hy Zarrett also wrote Unchained Melody, and I'm sorry that I couldn't give you a proper rendition of Unchained Melody by Al Hibbler. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II are best known for the music they wrote for numerous Broadway shows. In 1945... they wrote the score for a film called State Fair. I'm going to play a couple of songs from State Fair.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might. Seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might.
Singing, the moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing.
The stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. More than the moon, maybe it's more than the birds, maybe it's more than the sight of the night and a light too lovely for words. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling.
From the 1945 motion picture State Fair, Margaret Whiting sang It Might As Well Be Spring. She was accompanied by Paul Weston's orchestra. In the film, it was sung by Jean Crane. I remember seeing the film when I was a lad and I fell madly in love with Jean Crane. And then Dick Hames, It's a Grand Night for Singing, and Dick sang it in the film State Fair in 1945.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright. Shiny day.
That was Edie Gourmet's hit record from 1958, You Need Hands, a song written by Ray Irwin. And before that, Johnny Nash sang his own composition, I Can See Clearly Now.
Cloud nearest heaven. When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love,
you never know, you never know, you never know.
There's no way that you can detect it. It can happen when you least expect it. You never know, you never know, you never know. When you meet someone new, you're on clouds one and two, with someone who makes you feel like singing. As you see more and more of the one you adore, you're on clouds three and four and bells are ringing. When you reach five and six, then your heart bumps and kicks. There's one more cloud to go.
When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love,
you're walking on cloud lucky seven. Seven is the cloud nearest heaven. When you're in love, when you're in love, when you're in love, love, love. With someone who makes me like singing. As you see more and more of the one you adore, you're on clouds three and four and bells are ringing. When you reach five and six, then your heart bumps and kicks. There's one more cloud to go.
Cloud Lucky Seven from Guy Mitchell in 1954. Hi, I enjoyed that so much, I'm going to play another Guy Mitchell song.
Ah, oh, there's a shiny silver moon upon the golden sand, calling us to walk together holding hands. On the beach way out of reach from everyone, except that silver moon upon the golden sand. There's a secret spot I know where stars are big and bright. When we're there, I'm really gonna hold you tight. Oh, there beside the sea, we'll share a wonderland with the silver moon upon the golden sand. I'll kiss your lips, caress you more and more. Our hearts will beat. Scene is right for sweet romance. While we're making love, we'll make a lot of plans. All about a certain golden band, but shiny as a silver moon upon the golden sand. I'll kiss your lip, caress you more and more. Sweet romance. While we're making love, we'll make a lot of plans. There beside the sea, we'll share a wonderland with the silver moon upon the golden sand.
Guy Mitchell again, Silver Moon Upon the Golden Sands.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I left that girl so many times before. And by the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. And that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. Lord, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I try to tell her so, guess she just didn't know that I would really go. No, she didn't know I'd go.
Jimmy Webb's composition, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, was sung, of course, by Glen Campbell. Well, today's the anniversary of the birth of band leader Count Basie. So let's hear Basie's recording of 1 o'clock Jump.
Thank you.
band of Count Basie played 1 o'clock Jump. Probably the most successful of the big bands in the big band era, late 30s and first part of the 1940s, was Tommy Dorsey's band, and here they are. Was Tommy Dorsey's band, Opus Number 1, one of the great recordings by the Dorsey Band. Hope you're enjoying the program this morning. In 1953, a film titled Young at Heart was released. I wonder if you remember it. The stars were Doris Day and Frank Sinatra. The title song for the film was written by Johnny Richards and Carolyn Lee, and here's a recording made by Bing Crosby. It was a hit for Bing and also for Frank Sinatra in 1954 in Australia.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams, and life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Bing Crosby was accompanied by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians in that recording of Young at Heart. Heart recorded in 1954, but the film was released in 1953. 10 years earlier, the Andrews sisters had a hit with this song. Andrews Sisters, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, a song written by Charles Tobias, San Sept and Lou Brown. And that was a hit for the Andrews Sisters and also for the Glenn Miller Band in Australia in 1943. Sidney Bechet's band played The Sheik of Araby, a song written by Ted Snyder in 1921. Well, if you thought that was an old song, here's one that was written back in 1884.
Shadows fall, love will be found, the sweetest song of all.
British singers. Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth sang Just a Song at Twilight. Love's Old Sweet Song, written in 1884 by the Irish composer James Molloy, with lyrics by Clifton Bingham, Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth. And that recording was made in 1940, but as I said, the song was written in 1884. Going to move forward quite a bit now. In 1983, a show called La Cage aux Folles, which I believe is The Cage of Mad Women. The music was written by Jerry Herman for this New York production, and here's a recording of The Best of Times, sung by Perry Como from La Cage aux Folles.
Left of summer but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows, who knows, who knows.
So hold this moment fast,
hold it fast.
And live and love as hard as you know how.
You know how.
And make this moment last,
hold it fast.
Because the best of times is now.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go.
He'll have to go. Sung by Jim Reeves. Yesterday was the anniversary of birth of Jim Reeves in 1923. The song was written by Joe and Audrey Allison.